Well, neither is it talking rugby this morning. G'day, Andy Brady.
No, I think we'll side swerve that one with respect to everyone else. Well done, Wales. Well done, England. But rugby in Ireland, yeah, we're not talking about that.
Now, the Parliament rejected Boris's plea on the weekend. What's the latest?
So, another defeat for the Prime Minister. So, he basically has had to do something that he said he would rather be dead in a ditch than do, which is write to the European Union and ask for yet another extension to the Brexit deadline. Now, Boris Johnson has made quite a point with this letter. His hands are tied by Parliament, really. So, he sent the letter asking for an extension. He's copy and pasted word from the Benn Act, which he calls the Surrender Act. But he didn't sign it. It's just at the very bottom says the Prime Minister of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, but he hasn't signed it in his own signature. However, he then sent a second letter to one of the European Union's chief negotiators, imploring them not to give him an extension to the Brexit deadline, and he has signed that with his own hands, so his own signature is on that one. So it's all a mess. Yet another vital week in Westminster politics, but we're not getting anywhere quickly. But Boris Johnson has sent that letter that he said he would rather be dead in a ditch than send.
Yeah, very strange indeed. Andy Murray's been crying. Why?
Yeah, tears of joy, and I'm genuinely thrilled for him, actually, because he's come back and he has won an ATP Tour tournament for the first time since the hip operation. So, obviously, he's on the mend, he's on the way back, and he was left in tears. His own performance was that good. Three sets, he won 2-1 against Stan Wawrinka of Switzerland, and it was the European Open title in Antwerp in Belgium. So, well done, Andy Murray. Back on the road. And you never know, has he still got a Grand Slam in him? I think it would be wonderful if he had, but that meant a lot to him tonight. It really, really did.
And who won the footy?
Yeah, it was a draw, basically. So Liverpool played terribly. Manchester United just defended in numbers. They got a lucky break for the goal. Basically, their goal shouldn't have even been allowed because it was a foul on our boy at the start of the move. But anyway, we got a late equaliser from Adam Lallana, and Liverpool remain 6 points clear at the top of the table. And I guess United, you know, a little point on their way to hopefully Premier League survival.
Spoken like a true Liverpudlian. All right, mate, you be good, and we'll do it again tomorrow, but you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon.
I will. Have a great day, guys.